कहते हुए और इशारे से और रूथ इन सिवाज लो अरे मरी मेरू अरे गवे गो इन टेल द मनली गो इन टेल बाबा वी वुमन कांट टॉक टू दिस मैन इज टू रूथ यू कॉल मैन दे विल सी टू द होल थिंग मैन इज मैन सो गवे क्विकली रैन And he was waiting for us to lift everything away and, because he saw that we were not Hindus or Brahmins, we were Parsis or Parsis, eat all kind of meat and fish, they didn't like it. Oh my, this is the thing that anyway, the Brahmins, the superior race. Anyway, why is they think themselves that? Everybody thinks that. So what I want to say is this, that, yeah, the men, Mandli came, we all came up, you know, on the veranda. He says, yeah, on the veranda. And Mandli came by from far, watched the fun was going. And Mandli then talked to them well and good. That you've got permission. We've got signed. Shall we so sign the person who is in charge of this whole place has given us permission to camp here. And so many days we can stay here any many days as we want to and so on. As long as everything is put the man in his place and all that. And so the man said, then thought we couldn't do much with these men or so many men. Mandli were many, so he alone, what are you going to do? Anyway, they told Mandli told him if we were allowed this, why, what is this? So then he went away and then we were not bothered at all. We were nicely happy with ourselves, washing clothes and this and that, trying lines to dry our clothes on the veranda like this. It was very convenient, very nice it was. And there was like this and then a dirt road, means just like this road goes to another place, a little far away, a mile away. There was a school, or I don't know what, there were some people's house, what there were, I think there was some little town, maybe, whatever, not town, little place where people lived. And so, very few, one or two would go and come and so on. And in front of us was facing a lovely big field, you know, it was full of green. Mustard field. The whole thing was mustard spinach. It was very lovely, and you can cook it, or then they bring it to seed to catch the mustard, or what, I don't know. But mustard was very important in the north. And mustard is not this fine mustard, the bigger mustard seeds are bigger. And very lovely it was. Bigger. So when it was on the edge, the road was like this, and from the edge it started. So some of them were beggars, or some poor people, no? They just, nobody then pulled a few, and take it home to cook, you know, it's very funny. So at the edge it became scanty and scanty, and mustard tree plants, it was very funny. Everybody wanted what to do. Muradabad. And then one day Baba told us Baba take us to the town. So we went to the town with Baba and so on. We were wearing slacks and all that. Then this town was this way. It was what do you call it? It was dirt road, but this side is all field, as I said. But this side was a nice little garden. It was nice and well, lovely tall trees, some fruit trees, I don't know what all. There was very nice garden, all shady and lovely and all that. So we went and saw the neighbor. Then so one day we went to see the garden, we were a bit curious, want to see it. Mandi's house was there, we said, we go this way. And Gavi said, come and see, it's very nice, there's nobody there and so on. Anyway, then with Baba went to the town, you know, and so we had to cross the railway line was like this, so we went along the railway line, not near it, the dirt was on the side, and so we went, and then there was a railway station, we went to the railway station. In those days, they let you enter the railway station and go across the bridge over the railway line and go on to other platform. Everything without any ticket or any money, nothing. It was so nice. So when we went with that Baba leading us, we all went, it was very, very cold. Anyway, we got there and then we went to the town. From that side, then the town starts. The railway station at the back was all field and quiet where we stayed. The other side, then the town and all that. Muradabad is a very nice place and all that. And Baba took us to a place through where they made all kinds of, you know, cooking vessels and bowls and this and that, different shape and size. Very lovely it was. Every shop had all shiny things made, you know. Brass. So on. So we went there. Baba knew, we didn't just take it for fun. He knew that there was a musk there, you know. So we found a musk there. Somebody's veranda in a dark corner, somebody's sitting like this. The Baba looked like this. Baba said, you all walk on. And there's a musk there. And be with him, we all go. So we walk very slowly, so if we come back to Baba, we can walk slowly, so very slowly walk. And then Baba was with a muscle for about 4 or 5 minutes. We wait for Baba very slowly, so then Baba came up and walked fast also. So he contacted the muscle also. And then we went and walked, 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 and then we came out on a big road, you know. Nice open big road and so on. And there is these cycle rickshaws. The cycle rickshaw. So I said, now we go home quickly now.
There's so much fun.
Yeah, it's so lovely. So we, so one rickshaw, Baba and myself. and don't forget the cold. The cold is still there. However, it was, maybe 10 o'clock, maybe 10:30, 11, I don't know, but it was earlier that. It's nice and very nice and cold. And so in one rickshaw, Masai Baba, another rickshaw, Mani and Meru, third rickshaw, Gavela and Baidul. So the second rickshaw that was behind us, and our rickshaw started nicely. Not fast, but it was nicely traveling. The back rickshaw, he came up to this our rickshaw, and he started to race us. This one said, oh, he's racing us. And he started racing faster. Oh, then we went so fast. And that man was, they both racing each other, being cold, you know, they had that energy, and so yeah, they went. But trust me, one race was good. Yes, and Baba not lightweight, that went still our shaman could do it well. And so we got down at the station, and then we again climbed up the thing, and then we went home. And there, this is what I want to say, that it was so very, very, very cold. Very cold. And so, so Muradabad, was it Delhi or some place that I don't know, it must be Delhi, some person came to know of Baba, who knew about Baba, who was a Baba follower, and he had a shop of warm things, you know, blankets and whatnot, everything, that kind of stuff. So he asked Baba, can he give Bhiksha? Bhiksha means you will get, without paying, you know, Bhiksha. So Baba said, yes, warm clothes would be, of course, very, what do you call it? Useful. So Baba said, yes, you can send as much as you like. Oh, then fine, the man sent so many blankets. Oh, when will be happy to see the blankets? And then some of these sweaters, you know, they were all tight. But never mind. Yeah, it's very cold, you must have them. So the big sweaters Baba put aside for the Manli, blankets for the Manli and all that. And then for us also, there were some socks and this and that. We all trying on and we were very happy with ourselves. You know, Baba said, never mind, see which you want, what fits you all, and take as much as you like. And there was plenty. So we also took two blankets each. Two blankets, it was so cold, yeah, very cold. So you can imagine how we were all these days faring with that cold. But after we got this warm thing, we were comfortable then. Warm, thick material, jacket, without no sleeve, but lovely thick jackets, you know, very nice. And then, I don't know what, maybe pullovers or something. Coats, we have our own warm coats, I think, remember everything. Anyway, the other things were given the Monday, also we're very happy, everybody just grabbed it. It was so cold. Yeah. So it was Baba, you know how Baba knew we were cold, so he made, put it in that man's mind, maybe, I don't know what, anyway, the mind, and the man gave so much bhiksha, such useful things. Very, very lucky there. He and Todesi, really, Mahapri, he was, he knew Baba Lava, I don't know the detail, he knew about Baba for some time, but had he been to Baba or not, that also, I don't know, Mani may know, but Mani may know. But this person, we were new in Dehradun. We had finished our tour now, and we had come to Dehradun. We couldn't go to Dehradun from Najibabad to Dehradun. We couldn't reach there on foot. Everybody simply said no, because there were elephants in that thing, maybe other wild animals, we don't know. And with a white horse and this and that, you can't do this thing. They all said, no, please, Baba, you can go by train. Everybody said no to it. So Baba said, all right, train. But train? We had to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Oh, Baba, it was so very, very cold, and we had to wash and all that. Baba was shaving water, made warm, you know, and Baba shaved and all that, and sent for the tea. Her kitty, I mean, what's the name? Gavin came with a big kettle full of hot tea and all that. We're so happy to see the hot tea. Then we had a little bit of chapati, a little bit of bread, you know, but no brought or anything, just had that tea and bread. And we had some. But that one cup of tea went down, like, we don't have more. Yeah, so then we started walking. When we started walking, going to the station, it was so cold, so cold, so cold. All sides, cold breeze, sort of cold breeze. And very, very cold. But we walked with Baba, Baba leading the way, and we walking, walking, and we reached the station at last. And on the station, we see all these poor natives, you know, of the place, these thick quilts, you know, old, torn quilts with poor things. They were all shivering and sitting on the floor. And we looked at them, they looked at us. Yeah, nobody was feeling warm anywhere. Everything very, very cold. And we got on the platform, lovely big platform, you know, very big. So I said, now wait here. When the train comes, the Mandi will show you the women's classroom, what do you call it? Compartment. Classroom, compartment, and you get in there, you know, wait. So we waited, standing there in the cold. We got also tired, but never mind, we stand. waited. Then Baba was with Mandi. We just alone, four of us, you know. And nobody, as I said, not many people are crowded on the station. It was so nice, just few, just few here, yeah, there, one or two, four. So then. Then I happened to look there and I saw, what do I see? A butler, you know, come along with a tray and teapot and milk and sugar, everything there. And he was carrying with us, you know, his turban, stiff, nice, you know, what do you call it? Well dressed and clean and that. And he carried it. I said, Gavet, this butler, I think he's bringing tea for us. And I wanted to pull Gavet's leg and see what happens. But Gavet took a seat. She was the man. Oh, tea for us. Oh, lovely. So she let the man come near and she said, here we are, you know, we are here, the tea is for us. The man said, no. And God is putting out his hand. I said, no, God is not for us. I'm just joking. Not for us. Oh, God was so disappointed. we had real fun. By the time the train also came, another person with more tea tray and all that, we looked at the tea tray going past us. Like, oh, my, our mouth watering. We were so cold standing there. We wanted hot tea, you know. But no tea at that time, no tea. We just feel the cold, very cold. I feel getting cold, everything cold. Noses, everything. The life is the same to us, you know. And at last, when the train had come, and our compartment was seen to, and we were in the train. Baba came and Baba said, you know, when the nice other big station comes, then we can have hot tea. You know? Yes, Baba. We said, why? We wish it was on the station. And anyway, Baba promised that. So when the train started, you know. The compartment of Eastern trains, Indian trains, they are not brand new and beautiful anyway. There are cracks. And the cold breeze coming through cracks, you have no idea how it was. We were just cold as we were standing on the platform. And the leather upholstery, ice cold. Everything, ice cold. We didn't want to sit down on that thing. Someone said, never mind, put something on it. And there's one, somebody has some piece of cloth, I don't know, put on, sit on it. We had to sit on the other bench, you know, on the other, not bench, what do you call it? Berth, whatever it is. And then this Indian lady, but she was a rich lady, you know, she had a lovely overcoat. I'll not forget that. She had a lovely overcoat hanging from there, another nice, something warm and scarf and everything there. And she had lovely, warm, what do you call this? Sure. Blanket, I don't know. Quilt and warm blanket, everything, a nice pillow, and she's nicely resting. We looked at her, and she's resting nicely near you. We don't even want to rest, because where to rest? All this ice cold, we didn't have a bed. So we all sitting up, shivering together. And the woman, how nice she must be, warm and sleeping. And so I had a little son in the next seat, and here we were on the other seat front, and so on. Then a station came. Oh, the train has started. Station came. Oh, man, we'll have tea. We looked at the windows. Is tea coming? Man, no tea coming. Baba, no Baba. Oh, yes, Baba's coming. Baba said, not the station. Next station. Oh, Baba, we are again. So many miles of train running and running. We're feeling cold. I'll never forget that. Oh, my, when will we have tea and when will we have some bread and butter? Because in winter time, you feel very hungry and very cold all the time. So then anyway, another train station came, but also no tea. Then the fourth station then came, the biggest station, and so the train had to stop there for a long time. So the butler came from outside, the tea tray. Mom said, Oh, yes. And Gavi could see Gavi all melting, you know. And the tree was so much. And she put on the trunk and all that. Here we all. I don't know what we will do. We just, yeah. We grabbed the bread and butter and the tea and everything. So fast must we had to eat and make us warm. We couldn't get warm. Baba says, enough more. If you want more, then more. Yes, but one tea, one cup, one body for the tea. Teapot, one more we want. And so we had as much as we wanted, bread and butter, toast and everything. And tea. We had waited for so long, the Baba let us have as much as we had. And then we had nice. Baba said, don't worry, the train starts now, and the next station they also can take it. And so on, that last we had our tea. After being cold, half frozen to death, you know. And then we got down to Dehradun, you see the snow mountains on the, what do you call mountains? Tops? Snow-capped mountains. It was so cold on the station. Bob said, go in the waiting room. No, it's nice in the waiting room. Waiting room was just as cold. It was not warm at all. But we still waited there. We shut every door, you know, we waited there. And some Punjabi lady came with all warm cloth, Punjabi dress, everything warm. Everything was warm on her and all that. And they were used to it or whatever. Her husband was in a military, some officer, and she was going to Chakrata. Chakrata is, you know, where? Beyond Mussoorie. Means you from Dehradun, it's so cold, but from Dehradun, 20 miles is Mussoorie. From Mussoorie, in the mountains somewhere, how can they have a military station there? Why? I don't know.
The frontier.
Must be the frontier. Yeah. That is where. Yeah. Ah, right. That's why she's going to Chakrata. I said, Mahapare, she's going to Chakrata. just Dehradun is enough. Enough for us, and she has to go in the mountains where it snows. It snows, but because her husband was working, they said, and they all, when Baba came, I said, don't eat anything, there's a saved chapati or anything from breakfast, don't eat anything, you're going to have very nice food when you get home. Yeah. Yes, Baba. At that time was when Shatrughan saw Baba first. That was the time. And then we went there with nice hot dog and rice. But it was, there's some more to tell, but it was very funny. We got in the car at last. And then we went through the town. We looked here and there, my, what kind of house you're going to live in? And all. So Baba said, nice house. Baba said, it's a nice house, maybe nice one or two rooms, you know, just. A house that nobody wants to live in. I don't know what kind of house you want. But we said, never, at least there will be a roof overhead and all that. So then we went through there to Main, what do you call it? Heart of Main, the town, you know. All,
yeah.
Many people, this and that. So we went to his house. Where is going to stop, man? We wanted to get quickly get settled, you know. And so then the thing traveled. The motor car went through down here, there, fast here. Then it turned. It turned a corner and came to a side road. Very lovely side road. There was not a soul on that road. It was so quiet. Nobody. And there was a garden and a lovely bungalow. That's now. Where are we going? We didn't understand. We couldn't. But when we came to a gate, that was a very lovely gate. It was open. We couldn't believe our eyes, a nice gate. And then we went in there. Oh, lovely driveway. And so on. And then we saw this side. And now we are inside the grounds of the house. Big lawn with rose vines. And what other vines? Has few flowers here, there. It was very, very lovely. We couldn't believe we were going to stay here. Nice. You know, so then we, then our car came in front of the house. Like the lawn is here, the gate is there, the lawn is here like this, but we came around in front of the house here. Facing the house, the driveway, and then just a little bit away was the orchard of some fruit trees, very lovely and all that. So Baba said, go inside quickly. Monday was waiting, and we all got inside the drawing room. He said, drawing room, the new kind of drawing room. The lovely paintings and the lovely photos, everything was brought down and put on the floor, on the ground, you know, stacked there, stacked. Yes, nothing on the wall. How lovely must have been on the wall and all that. And you could understand what it was like. There were lovely sofas and cushion, everything and so on. But then, anyway, Baba said, open that door and go that side and don't come this side. Shut the door inside. And, yes, Baba, we all went. Anyway, as long as we are comfortable somewhere, we don't want the drawing room or anything, we want some room and a bathroom and all that, you know, to wash our hair. And so many days we didn't have to wash our hair. So bathing room and bath. So we went that side. It was a nice bedroom with carpets and nice beds and everything. It was okay, just two beds, how many two beds and all that. He didn't want to sleep on bed because we knew Baba was going to sleep on the floor, so we didn't want to use bed, so we also were on the floor. Baba was with one of the mandi and one of the room. But there were two nice bathing rooms, you know, Mori, we call it Mori, where you can wash yourself. Two size two, and there are two, three bedrooms, and then as soon as we get, so nice, and oh, how lovely and comfortable. We have electric lights also. Gavi came around, may I see what you got? Electric stove. Oh, Ravi, how to light it? And so we were all excited about it. She lighted it for me. I said, I'll put some water on it when it's very cold. When it's very cold, I want not very cold water drink, you know, so not lukewarm, but just,
not
just,
chill
just take the chill out. So I put water on it. I was very happy with myself, you know. Yeah. And then Gavir, of course, she's never in one place. She runs back and forth with Baba wants this, so she went out. And then she was standing there. Baba was talking to the Mandi. Anyway, Gavir came and said, we had unpacked the soap and the towel. We must wash our hands and this and that. Gavir says, don't unpack too much. No. I said, why not? No. Baba said, we have to leave. Hey, leave where? No, Ma, I'm not going to leave. I said, no, Mama. No. Tomorrow morning we'll have to. Tomorrow morning, but we haven't been washed. We haven't been time to wash ourselves. Our clothes, so many days, our clothes, bundle of clothes, I have to be washed. And Baba sings it. No. You send Baba inside. I want to talk to Baba. I said I don't want to talk. Please speak to Baba. So Gavi went outside. And Baba's talking on Monday, and she told Baba, may I want to see you? Baba came and I said, what is it? Baba, I said, this is so convenient. There's so much. We want to wash our hair, we want to bathe, and we want to wash our clothes. And we, just please, we can't go tomorrow, Baba. We just arrived and all this. We want to stay here but 2-3 days, Baba. And sort of, Baba said, all right, I'll ask Monday. So Baba went out. And he asked Satrugan, and they talked it over. He said, oh, yes, it's okay. They can stay 4 or 5 days in the. Oh, it was good. Then we stayed there for 5 days or something. It was so nice. And the sun was shining on our veranda. You know, the veranda was very lovely, broader than this. And with very big diamonds, lettuce. Very big diamond lettuce, you know. Because then you're private also, and you can see who's coming from the gate also, and the gate people can't see you. Anyway, whatever happened, there were a few vines. Very, very pretty. And then on our side was the lawn and flower trees and all. A little driveway. Gravel, nice, what do you call it?
Water?
No, the sand, lovely sand, and then the lovely, what do you call it? Lawn and arches. Jai Baba. Are you early or late today? 1:30 you've come and we are going to eat now.
Yes, I know. Just only a few minutes.
Yeah, have you arrived just now?
We just arrived. We brought the lunch.
Yeah, but... The bat.
Was bat?
Bat.
Oh, yes, bat.
So we were talking about this. What was it?
The lawn was in front.
Yeah, it was very lovely, you know. But we had time to go on the lawn. Nobody had time to go sunbathing. We were so busy making the water hot, and water hot, and the stove, and the stove, put in the oil and all the thing, put a big container to heat up the water, to wash our hair and bath, and get ourselves clean for once and all well. And oh, it was too funny, everybody having baths and washing their clothes, baths and washing their clothes. They were simply going mad with all this, you know, because all these days we waited for a real good bath. But once in a while we had bath after 8 days or something, but that bath wasn't in a bath. It was such an ordinary bath, you know, we couldn't scrub yourself well. Because, you know, it has fixed this bath in such a way that a khaki kantan, we call it. What do you call kantan? Tarpaulin, a new, nice khaki tarpaulin, big. And then, how did he fix it? Two sides to the caravan, two hooks, and then one triangle, one here, so it was like triangles so in the middle. But it has to be over the ground, you know. So from the ground, the cold air coming in, and just hurry with the throw water, hot water. wash anyhow, so. But here it was nice, so we're going to scrub ourselves, and wash our head, and this and that, everything. So we brought all our clothes, and we even made hot water for the clothes, to warm water, not to have cold water and washing our hands. Yeah. And cold water would be too much. So even that, we were very comfortable, nicely doing our work and nicely. And then, you know, I want to tell you about Todi Singh. It was here that Todi Singh... But what fun is that we thought it was going to be ordinary house, but it turned out to be such a beautiful house. It was Miss Pratt, a European lady's house. It was beautifully carpets and, you know, not decoration was in the drawing room, but this is lovely beds and this and that, whatever. But we didn't use the beds. We were all on the ground. We liked to be the carpets and all that. We had our own bedding. But Tode Singh came there. He said, I told Baba that I've heard that you take bhiksha. Won't you accept bhiksha from me, please? And Baba said, oh, yes, what bhiksha are you going to give? I want to bring butter. And Baba said, fine, no. Butter, why not butter to give everybody warm? We have not tasted butter for days and months. So, all right. Then this person went back quickly to, what is his name? What was the place's name? I forget. I knew the name of the place anyway. And there's a government dairy. Mm-hmm. Government dairy. Cows, butter also. And oh, it is so lovely. And all done up in packets and all like that. And being winter, it's hard, lovely, what do you call it? Butter? So, yeah, yellow, light yellow with a cellophane butter paper. And each packet separate, so many, and maybe 100 of them. I don't know how many packets, a big container that high and that broad, all butter. So, when he brought him, but Baba opened it, he couldn't believe eyes. Baba made us appreciate. Others, we wouldn't appreciate at home if we were given butter and things. We don't appreciate everything that's on the table. We don't care for it. But that time, how we were like, you don't know. Yes. And so then Baba told us, take one packet each and you can eat it as much as right now. And what is over, not to put it back. Put it on in the afternoon when you get the dollar rice, put it on the top of the dollar rice and but must finish that packet. So it was good Baba didn't make us eat that much butter every day. Huh? I'm not used to, so you're fighting about bees. Huh? No. So then what happened was that butter. So the Mandi was giving butter and this one. Now we came to this house. See how Baba, I can't tell you how to tell you, how Baba has done so that the Mandi of Shatrughan, whoever he was, I don't know the detail, they chose this house for us to stay in. Because this was the house that it couldn't be rented. But for a few days you can stay there, it seems. Now I'll tell you what happened. Then one day Baba said that the European couple, they were in this house, in the drawing room, dining room, whatever it was, and this side with the suite of what you call bedrooms and all that, and that side, separate bedrooms and all that. So that was all shut, that side. Because those, the couple were using that, the elderly couple, and they were British, they were British English people. So Baba, how he, Baba knows everything. He said to Gavi, Eris, he said, go and ask, talk to those people. Why are they staying here? And all the British, everybody is gone. And what are they doing here, the old couple here? They're not working anything. Why? Just find out, talk to them. So Baba, knowing everything, said that to Eris. And Eris went and talked to them and said, what is it? Why are you staying here? All they staying here? Is this the place you're going to stay? And what is it that is your job here? Why are you staying? Everybody's gone, all the British have left because independence after independence, all the British had left. So why are we here? So those people told their story. It was a very sad story. We felt so touched and very sad about it, all that. But most sad of it was, what do you think? The man, the husband, the Englishman, was blind. Something happened to his eyes that, like Dara, I think must have happened. I don't know what. The lady was so fine. She looked after him and all that. She was elderly, but not very old, middle-aged. And they had not much money to go by, to live for too long here. And no relative in India to turn to. They were like stranded. And in this house they were staying, the lady of this house, the elderly lady who was in this house, whose friends, these were her friends. It's a very long story. This British person was a major, that I mean you could see. So he used to, this lady, whatever she had, type, letter, anything, he would do it for her, everything. Very helpful and all like this. He used to do his work in the military, also come here and help her, all that. Very good friends and everything. It's a long, long story. But to make it short, it happened that this lady was now getting on, rather ill and complaining and this and that. Still, they were very nice to her and all that, in hopes that she was a very rich lady. So, in that hope that she might leave them some money, because they had not much money. Because this colonel, what happened was, that's another story to it. This couple had two sons, grown-up sons, and Second World War. I just finished, I think. And Second World War, this is 49, the Second World War was finished. But they told their story, that they had two sons. They would have been so helpful to them. But both the sons died in the war. So they have no relative in India. And so they were quite alone and helpless like this. So Bhavasundar, what are you going to do? He said, we have no money, otherwise we would have gone to England where our parents are. How can we go there? They told Iris and all this. That's not the only story. What happened was, this old lady had left them something, I don't know, some little amount of money, which all these years they had used it up or something, I don't know that, because they had one servant to cook for them and that this pay also, you know. But what happened was this. This old lady was very finicky, you know. Finicky means very anyway. One day she had him write an article or a letter or what, I don't remember now. But he printed it very nicely, but he had a little bit, his health was not good, or something that day, headache, or a little bit difficult with the eyes. That also I don't remember. But he did this typing and gave it to her, she read it and all that. She said, no, these are mistakes, I would like this copy done again. It can't be like that. This is a very legal paper, it was something like that. She said, all right, he went and did it. Then he came back and said, no, but you haven't done this comma, full stop, and this should not be and here. And so I don't know what all. She made excuses. She wanted another copy. One copy, two copies, three copies. In the end, this man got so angry. He took the papers, he tore it up in front of her. He said, I don't want to do anything for you, you know. His hair got very, because he was not feeling well, and she was trying her patience all the time, this old lady. This old lady got very angry. So she cut them out of her will. The little money that, so very little money they gave them. She would have given this house also to them, but nothing. She only allowed them to stay here for that much, time duration? What
certain length of time.
What?
A certain length of time.
A certain length of time they gave. So that time was also getting over. You know what you mean? What I mean?
Yes,
yeah, so where would they be going? So they were so desperate and so stranded. So in time, Baba had come there to save the situation. So how beautiful Baba, how he knew when he came to this house. And then Baba told Donkin, Baba's not going to touch money and like that, but Donkin must send for money from his brother in England and tell him why it's wanted and how necessary it is. So Dr. Donkin's brother sent this money and was given to this couple that you to buy your tickets and you sail for England. This couple was so happy and so grateful to Baba. And by that time, before the money came, we went to another place. We couldn't stay here for more than 4 or 5 days. So we went to another place, which was Satrugan's place. You know, Satrugan, his house was there and our house was here. Like this. So this lady, then they got their money and all that. They had packed and they were so happy they're leaving for England because their family were there and on and so on, whatever. So they came all that way in the taxi to say goodbye to Baba, to thank Baba, to join the hands of Baba. And it was very touching. The man who was blind, you know, the Englishman, his hand, the lady was holding and leading him, and they came to Baba. And he talked to Baba. That should mean talk to Baba and so on. Baba talked to them. They met Baba, we were not with Baba, that was in the Mandali. But then they came to say goodbye to us also, women. So they came here and they talked for a few minutes with us and they're leaving, they're happy to leave and they have their family there and whatnot. We said, oh, we're very happy that Baba's helped in this and so on. So they were very grateful to Baba. Very grateful to Baba. Huh?
Do you remember their names?
Yes, Angelo, Mr. and Mrs. Angelo. But the first names I don't remember. Angelo, I remember.
And that was Mrs. Pratt, who was the other
Mrs. Pratt,
yeah. She
died, but she cut them out of the, so much money and in the house also, in this house, the house, but didn't tell the sense that they could have lived there as long as they want. She said that way, otherwise this gave them the fright, because where to go? They have no money to go and live in another house, because that rent, they could not pay the rent. And this was free, but that was, they had to. And the house was given to the YMWC or something. It was given away to government. YMCA. What is it?
YMCA.
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 Yeah, MCA.
YWCA.
No, YMCA. Anyway, the poor things, they were so relieved and so thankful to Baba. They simply were thanking Baba and they're blessing Baba and all that.
Mary? Mary wants me to say that it's time for lunch.
Yeah, it is old. Morning.
I was just thinking when you were speaking of the mosque, when you were, I can't remember what city it was, but when Baba
Muradabad.
When Baba would sing, how would he gesture that he had a mosque? There was a
mosque. And Baba said, it said like this, but it's like this. It must be that the mad. So this means like Muradabad is where what's his name? Jigar, you know, Baba's favorite composer. He stayed there. But I was wondering when Baba would sing. So when Baba didn't sing.
Wow.
What happened was yesterday then. Anyway, Baba heard the song, Baba's favorite composer. Then the Kamari man came here singing a very beautiful song, you know, 1, 2, 3. Baba started Baba's very beautiful song. But don't you know Jigar's songs? Baba said, I love Jigar's composition. Why don't you sing Jigar's song? Oh, Jigar's composition is like, oh yes, Baba, I know. And then he started to sing Jigar's and Baba was very happy about it. Are you there, Baba?
Yeah.
You also come from Mirabai?
Yes.
Flowers, St. Baba. This is all right then for it.
Yeah.
It's
very pure.
Yes. 2-3 times you must have drank. And so you got in there and when you got to Marseille, you remember to make Marina go back and forth to this chemist. No, found some excuse to, what would you say?
Put her in
the shower. Yeah, to give a bit of trouble, you know. I don't know what you would say. Yeah. Not sitting there. Make it difficult, but something difficult. Difficult means yes, this. Not cheese, but sort of. I don't have an English word.
When
he knows. First time she went, but second time she wouldn't like to go, but she has to go, Baba told us. The third time she has to go, you know? That way. When Baba was so serious about this, of course, she has to take it all seriously. But when she went, then that man looked at her in a very peculiar, what a strange way that this lady is acting funny. He answered her once and twice and third time she's come again. So he would think that she's out of her mind or what? No, he did say that to Baba. What would the man think, Baba, now? Baba knows once more.
I think on the ship also, Baba had told her, ask the captain
when
you're reaching Bombay, and ask him again.
It must be that one, so right. Yeah. And about the key and opening in the porthole, the host, not host, what do you call it? Stewardess would come and lock the one porthole, and we were in the third class. And this, we were very near the sea, you know, if the stormy sea, because in Bombay, when it rains, we were starting in June, I think, but still some rains must have fallen somewhere. But the seas were very, very rough. So that's where, as soon as the boat started and got in the middle of the sea, you know, deep waters, where there were very strong, what do you call it, waves and storm-like waters, stormy waters, then the ship was a bit like this. But it was so slight, we didn't feel it. And here we had all nice curry and rice. And we're saying thank you to the students for behaving so very sort of, that we are educated people, you know. And it was very funny, but when a student one time, when I got, I don't know if I've given on this, I was sick, you know, very like this. So they didn't have, and then they had kept a little chamber pot, you know, glass that, what do you call it?
Porcelain,
rather heavy, an old type thing, but it was designed pretty and all that, so they put it there. And then I didn't have the trouble to go out to for bathroom, so it was there. But I was feeling so, but the thing was clean and empty. But I felt like, you know, I wanted to bring out, as I was sick, so I said, but please, I want you to see quickly, there's no place anymore. I'm not even this. I said, this at least I'll be dirtying the floor or something. Please. So this man, how will you look if the maid comes in? I said, never mind the maid anymore. Not the maid. What do you call her? The stewardess will come. I said, don't care the stewardess or anything. All our very good manners, everything went out. I was so ill. You have no idea. It's not nice. The feeling is so bad.
I'm
really
good.
It's terrific. Yeah. And then when I was feeling better, but So Baba said, no, you must come and go and see the ship. At 2 o'clock in the night, Baba Vika said to go and see the ship and all that. Now who wants to see the ship at 2 o'clock? We all wake up and dressing all that, and we are groggy and all that. We went up on the deck, and they said, see, this is the one deck, this first deck, and we went up to the last deck where they played what we call tennis, maybe. Do they play tennis on board? Yeah. Deck tennis? Yeah, it must be something, there's some game and all that. So it was right on the top, fresh air and everything nice. No, it wasn't cold. Month of June in what is it? Arabian Sea? I don't think it's cold. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and we all sat on the deck. It was so nice for a little while and all that. But, oh, wow, Feli, I'm very happy to see you. Say, Baba. What was I saying?
On the top, Baba took you.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
No, but here. She's a doctor now. The DeSoto, it's a foreign machine. And what I want to say is Baba sent her alone with Alka, a little girl that was only 6 years old, I think, that time. She had to go to Nasi. Baba said, don't go in taxi or train, go in this private car. And so Baba so lovingly gave her this car, and it's nearly 60 miles more here from here, Nasik, that she went in our car and so on. So that was again and so on. This, what I want to say, they made good money, so much so that they could now settle in England. Oh, much very cold. Nice summer. Lovely, it was summer, July. School. July, was it July?
Yeah.
In July, yeah.
Devonshire. What? You didn't go to
Devonshire. Devonshire is in England?
Devonshire, is that
the
south?
That's where Barbara went.
Well, that's
Meredith
Star had that
ashram. Devonshire, yes. That's place.
Devonshire.
Star, Magic Star. Yeah, no, I mean, Baba went there, the retreat. Oh, yes, and her, Esther, and what's her name, the girl? Margaret. He married Margaret, I think. Both of them, the girls, they were not girls, they were women. Tall and big women, you know.
You met them in
Toka? Yes, Toka. But they lived in separate huts, you know, the rooms separate, and ours were separate. They can't stay with us. All rush and run and shout and scream. Oh, then only we could work, you know, each one shouting and the other. Come on, and do this. Oh, yes, I've done this, please. Come on, cut it, okay. All right, everything fast, because we're all impatient. Impatient means, not impatient, what do you call it? In a hurry? When you're in a hurry, in the time, you just, you can't act softly and sweetly. You can't do that. No, it's good, Baba, the tata all around us, you know. Like this wall, big space. Just like this, very big. And, room, very big room in which you all used to get on the floor, you know. They were. And then other, which middle was a partition, but you could go in, there was no door, there was partition, and then there was like a little room, but all tata, and top is a tin roof, which got hot. And so, Trainee with her, let me see, Meru, Falu was two, and no, and Meru must be 1 year old. She was very. She was a baby still, 9 months or 1 year old, maybe 9 months. She was born at Brahma sometime, 1926 or 27, beginning of 27, something like that. When is the birthday in October? That would be 1926. Could be 26, because Baba started Brahma in 26, wasn't he?
In December.
Yeah, December or October, November. I thought it was October, November. This I don't know. Though we read Sobs and Throbs, remember, we forget. Years and time, we forget. But Sabdan Sabdan is a beautiful written book, and Ramju has written it, and he has not appeared for metric. He never learned about metric, maybe 5 or 6 books, and he writes so beautifully. It's really wonderful. It's a lovely book.
I think that Margaret and Esther, they came to Maribor afterwards also.
Huh?
Did you see them at Maribor also when you came back from Africa?
No. Margaret and Star, no. They went to England. After Toka, they lived in Ahmednagar for some time. But they didn't see us again. Baba told them to leave for England. And so they started a retreat there, met Star. I don't know what has become of him, but they never heard. Oh, he's dying. The older man, of course. When he came here, he must be 30 or something. So by now, he must be 80 years old.
When he came to India, he
was 50? No, he can't be 50. He married Margaret Star. Margaret Ross.
When they came here, they weren't married?
No, no, no. They were not married. When they went to England, then they married there. Yeah, we got the news after they reached England. Margaret and Esther, both, they knew to play piano and to sing hymns, so they came in Toka to our room and they said, we can sing hymns, we know how to play. Say, you know how to play piano, what about playing a harmonium, you know, you have to paddle. The poor woman, she couldn't paddle and then playing here and all that, it was too much for her, but she played some tune and then the other one sang. The other sister's name is Margaret. Esther played and Margaret sang, and so we had a little, what would you call it, entertainment. Yeah. They're very nice. But now they didn't know a word of English, of course, nobody knew a word of English. Money was not there. So I was alone then. Who else was there could speak English? I don't know. Anyway, they spoke and then I told them what they're saying. And they knew a few words here and there, but they couldn't talk for long and we couldn't tell them much about Baba, what to tell them about Baba. We did a little bit, but they didn't sit down to talk too much. They were standing there, talk a little, play this and that. They want to kitchen, oh yes.